Good morning. So Nehemiah was someone who grasped both the significance of the picture and of the pieces of the puzzle. The first picture that Nehemiah grasps here is the reality of the situation that the people in Jerusalem find themselves in. The walls of Jerusalem are broken down, Nehemiah hears, and their gates are burned with fire. Not a great situation to find oneself in the grand scheme of things. Nehemiah realizes the reality of the situation, and his response is to pray and to weep and to fast. Jonathan has already said the situation that we found ourselves in as All Saints. We know it's going to cost us around £1 million over the next 10 years just to maintain and keep this building safe. That's quite a lot of money. We also know that there are all sorts of needs that we have as a church. We know that we've got more young people than we can fit into the space on a young day on a Sunday morning. We know that the children's work could use more space as well. And there are all sorts of things we want to be doing in the local community that we want to facilitate. This is a picture of the situation we find ourselves in here and now. So how did Nehemiah respond to this information about the wall being broken down and the city being in great danger? Well, his reaction is actually the most significant thing we can do. He decides to pray and to seek God in all he's doing. And if you add up the distance between the months when Nehemiah hears the news and when he responds, he actually prays and fasts for around 140 days. This isn't a speedy process. This is something that he gives real weight and real authority to. And this is exactly what we've been doing now that we know we're going to have to do something with this site and this building. We've been seeking God in all sorts of different ways. If you're in a house group, then you will have already, or you'll be doing over the next few weeks, a special study that Steve's put together to look at how we can seek God's heart for this building, this space, and this community. On Wednesday evening, here, we're going to have prayer and praise. And that's going to be focused on seeking what God's heart is for this space. The PCC and the staff team have been meeting together and really seeking God and praying to what's God want us to do here. And really focusing from today, we want to ask all of you, every single one of you, what is God's heart for here? How can we make space for God's goods in Peckham? Let me stress something really, really important before we continue. It is not about the building. For Nehemiah, it wasn't about the walls either. When Nehemiah went to rebuild the walls, he didn't do it out of some sort of real love for bricks and mortar and getting stuck in with a trowel. The building work was always to facilitate what God's heart was for the people of Jerusalem. Nehemiah got the big picture of what Jerusalem's calling was. They were meant to be a blessing to the nations. They were meant to be a light unto all the peoples. They had a specific calling from God. But the building work was going to facilitate the carrying out of a bigger picture. We don't care about bricks and mortar. We'd rather it didn't fall on our heads. But we do care what God's heart is for us as a church, as a community. And we know we've got a mission to go into Peckham and the wider world. How can what we do over the next 10 years with this site, this building, and that £1 million affect the way we live out God's calling on our lives? It's not about the building, but the building can facilitate a change, something new going on, a turning away from the old way of doing things and a pointing towards what God's calling actually is. So there we have the picture. We have the picture of the current situation as it stands and the picture that we are seeking of what God wants us to be doing. And now we come to the pieces. What are the pieces that are going to build something in Peckham? What were the pieces that were going to build the walls in Jerusalem? Or perhaps I should say, who were the pieces? Should we start with Nehemiah himself? Who would you put in charge of a large, difficult, challenging building project? Probably some sort of architect or a builder, maybe some sort of chartered surveyor. Nehemiah was none of these. We find out at the end of chapter 1 that his role was this. He was the cupbearer to the king. Now, that doesn't simply mean that he was someone who waited on tables. He was, in today's lingo, a senior civil servant. He had authority. He was someone who mattered. He was someone who was deeply trusted by those in power. But at the same time, the majority of his job wasn't overseeing building projects. But he was called by God anyway. And he was called to use the gifts and the talents he had. But more than that, he was called to step out and trust in God for what he was going to do. Nehemiah also grasped that it wasn't just about him. He was one piece of the puzzle. And as we all saw when we looked at the pieces earlier, we cannot get the big picture on our own. But when everyone chips in, we begin to get a glimpse of what God's heart is. And so this is what Nehemiah does. When we come to chapter 3, the work commences on the walls in Jerusalem. Really exciting times. We get this snapshot of all these walls and all this building work going on, and all these different people who are involved in it. And so we read about Aziel. He was in charge of a large section of the wall in Jerusalem. And he was actually not a rapper, but a goldsmith. He was a craftsman. And then we move further along the walls in Jerusalem. And we come to Hananiah. Now, Hananiah wasn't a builder, an architect. He was a perfumer. I don't actually know what a perfumer does. That's the closest I could think of. And then amazingly, we get to verse 22. And they must be desperate for everyone to be involved. Because when we get to verse 22 of chapter 3, we see this. Even the clergy were stuck into the building work. The priests were in charge of a section of the wall as well. You see, God was calling all the pieces to work together on the whole. We believe that as we've been seeking God as a church, the PCC, as a staff team, as prayer and worship, as all the different sections, as home groups, that God has been speaking to us through common themes. We believe God's been giving us a snapshot of what the big picture is. But we want to continue to seek him as a whole, and we believe that every single one of us has a part to play in this. This isn't a token exercise. It's not just something so we want to feel inclusive. We honestly believe that as we seek God together, that each of us brings our piece of the puzzle, then we'll catch a glimpse of what God is calling us to do as a whole church. So we have the picture of a church which needs a lot doing to it, a picture of the walls broken down and the gates burned with fire. We have the more important picture of how things could be. What was God calling Nehemiah to oversee? What's he calling us to do as a church? What are the opportunities? What's the mission? What's the transforming power of his gospel that can impact Peckham? And how can what we do here facilitate that? And we have the pieces. You, me, every one of us, whatever our age, our employment, or even our football team, God's calling all of us to come together and share this common vision. Come and be a part of it. Amen.